What is up? Welcome back, everybody, for another edition of the Boxing Voice Ringwalk. Danny joined alongside Mr. Bo Mason. Champ, what up?
Oh, well, just another day, you know, Las Vegas. Got a couple guys here.
Yeah. Who you got, champ?
Look like John the Candyman Easter and Ray Diaz, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
I heard you a famous movie star.
Sometimes.
I don't know nothing.
You know what I mean?
I don't know nothing.
I had a TV show with George Lopez. You know, I've done a couple of feature films.
Yes.
My biggest blessing was Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Just being on that game show was just so, like, motivating. You know, so I'm just here with Easter now, backing him up, trying to give him that love, support.
We know this guy. We know that he's Las Vegas, not born and raised, but Las Vegas guy. What, 160 or 168? Professional boxer.
Professional up-and-coming champion of the world, John Candyman Easter, as I must.
I agree.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we here to let you guys come check us out.
4-0, 4 knockouts. You be in a lot of the gyms around here in Las Vegas.
Who you train with, champ?
Well.
There we go.
I train with the best team on the planet, you know. I'm in the circle of the greatest boxer of all time, my eyes. So, my team, I'm part of the Money Team, you know. I've been boxing with the Money Team since the beginning of my amateur career. I was trained and taken in by Kofi Jantua, a former champion.
I know Kofi.
And I've been groomed by a bunch of champions. Let's just say I'm trained by the best. You know, who I train with is the best. Anybody on my team is the best.
And you,
bro, you ain't said not one name, though, but Kofi.
Yeah, Kofi.
Yeah, so let's say Kofi.
So Kofi was in your corner the last fight?
Kofi was in my corner for every fight.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
That boy being conspicuous over there. You see that? He didn't say no name.
He trying to figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Danny mysterious. trying to put the puzzle together.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what he was saying. I'm like, so is Kofi still training him? Mm-hmm. Does he not train him?
Yeah,
Kofi still trains me. Okay. He's just out the country for a little bit. So I've been working with Otis, and I've been working with Otis right now. I've been working with Bullet a little bit. You know, just the guys who have been looking at me for this long time. I've been training with Training to Perfection, Fareed, the guy that trained Danny Jacobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach Fareed, okay.
Yeah.
And so does he come out here? You go to New York? How does that work?
No, he's been local in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he take care of you for what, strength and conditioning?
No, we work out in the gym.
He
held me in my corner when I was sparring everything, so yeah.
So when you get a fight, how's that game plan go? Is it more on you and the trainers, or do the trainers sit down and they come up with the game plan, or how does that usually go for your fights?
Well, usually Kofi sets up my fights and he get all my fights together. Yeah. So, you know, my job is to train. My job is to sit back, relax when it's time to relax, train when it's time to train, you know, and
observe, pick up the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, keep his mind right.
Yeah.
My boy's still young, got a lot of opportunity. So that's why I hang out with him a lot, just to give him that that big bro wisdom, you know, of the game. Once he starts elevating himself, everything starts to change, you know? So I just want to keep him humble, keep him always studying.
Where are you from originally?
Well, man, this is the problem. I'm still trying to figure out where I'm from myself. So I was born in South Carolina, Charleston. I've never been there in my life. I've moved 6 different cities. I went to 32 different schools.
That's what you said on the IG.
Damn. 32 schools?
32.
You know everybody.
What, you a military, bro? Or?
Well, let's just say everybody's dealt with a different handle cars growing up. You
know? Damn right.
Yep. So whatever happened, I'm here smiling today in front of y'all.
Nah, man.
So how long you been in Las Vegas then?
Oh, well, let's say I went to middle school, elementary, and high school here in Vegas. I did the same thing in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. So, back and forth my whole life.
Did you get in trouble?
Where'd you start boxing?
Well, it was just like trouble around your life. Trouble around, or just not good situation overall?
You know, it was
because it got to be a reason, and you ain't got to go into detail of the reason, but just like it was a lot going on, and I ain't have much control because I was a young man or a child.
Let's just say, you know, we were poverty.
Okay.
You know, it was a victim of poverty.
No, for sure. So I'm curious, where'd you start boxing? In Vegas or Texas?
I started boxing. My first time ever entering a boxing gym was at Mayweather's Boxing Club. I started boxing. I started taking boxing serious, like competing in the amateurs at the age of 15. So that's when I really started. I mean, I've been to gyms and stuff, but it wasn't super serious. When I started taking it serious, I was 15.
So how many amateur fights did you have before?
I actually had 4 amateur fights, but I was always in the gym, working, sparring with the best. You know, I had 4 amateur fights.
So you got 4 pro fights, 4 amateur fights.
Yes.
In the pros, you got 4 knockouts. What about the amateurs?
I have 2 stoppages and 2 decisions.
Okay.
So it's 4?
No.
2 man. Decision wins.
3 knockouts, 1 decision. A split decision. It was my second fight, and I was fighting against a guy who was 10-0.
And was it a decision win for you or a decision loss?
Oh, come on. I never came up short.
So what made you turn pro? Why not take more amateur fights?
Well, it was time. You know what I mean? I turned pro at 18. I've been in there with all the best. My first sparring partner for my first amateur fight was Andrew Tabidi.
Wow.
For my first amateur fight, my sparring partner was Andrew Tabidi, a world-class cruiserweight.
What weight were you at?
I was fighting at 178.
Okay.
And I took a fight at 201 youth. And I was fighting there. I was fighting wherever I get an opponent. Everybody already knew my name. It was hard for me to find opponents too. So whatever I could go, I just fought. I went to a bunch of shows and a bunch of different places to fight. I couldn't get an opponent. So wherever y'all had for me, let's do it.
Because you're like a man child, bro. Ain't nobody. I mean, if you were 201 pounds as a what age?
Well, I wasn't 201. I was weighing in at like 178.
Okay.
But that was just where they had an opponent at. So I'll take
okay.
I have to weigh in with my clothes on and anything, whatever. I just want to get in the ring.
Understood.
So what you got cooking right now? Anything?
Well, right now, Floyd is looking for me an opponent to fight on his next undercard in Dubai. So
that'll be good.
Yeah. So I'm curious, right? Would that be like an actual fight? Because everybody that fight on his undercards, it's like, y'all pro fighters, but y'all fighting exhibitions.
Yeah, so I'm not too sure what he want to do with me at this point, but I think it'll probably be exposition.
So in an exhibition, can you knock the person out? Because I seen one stoppage on the last card. Can you knock the person out, or do you got to, like, play around or whatever?
They tell me not to knock nobody out.
So if you're on the exhibition, you're going to handle the business.
Come on, all the time.
That's what I be looking forward to. Even with Floyd, it's like, all right, you fighting Deji. You got to handle the business. You got to show what the difference is. Like, you can't just be styling. And he don't just be styling. He be whooping ass.
So, hold on.
I agree.
That's all I want. I want him to whoop ass.
I
like, want to
see somebody
him.
Get slept.
If you stupid enough to get in there with Floyd, you should get slept.
Yes.
Period.
If
you stupid enough to get in there with you, like, if I'm in there fighting with you in an exhibition in front of 20,000 people, you should knock me out for getting in the ring with
facts.
You. We not playing.
Why would you want to fight an exhibition, though?
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Exposure.
Exposure is the best thing I can have right now. You know, I'm an upcoming young guy. I carry myself as a role model, you know? And I have young guys coming up, looking up to me, you know? So I have to be what I believe, and what I believe is to be something that's continuing to grow, you know? So whatever that means is continue to do what's best overall. You know, if it's the right move, take it and run with it, you know?
I mean, it was just like acting. Mm-hmm. You know, people thought I was crazy trying to jump on the gram, you feel me? Like, why would you jump on Instagram when you already have a whole career?
I feel like I might have seen you on there before.
You know what I mean?
Now that I'm thinking about it.
But it's just like, you know, I had a Hulu TV show called East Los High. We did 5 seasons on there. And it's just people didn't understand it. They were like, why are you trying to put yourself out there like that? I'm like, I'm just acting. I just like acting in general. So I think I understand why you just, you're just boxing. Mm-hmm. You just love boxing. So you're just doing that just because you just love it.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I did. So I know that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And then, I mean.
Yeah, but it's different, though.
It's,
like,
it's a lot like, different like, because you don't get the opportunities just, that you deserve.
Not just that, but you said you already had something that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you chose to go a different route.
To create more opportunity right. for myself because being a Latino, this shit was hard. My bad.
No, you could definitely curse.
Okay, my bad.
So, you know,
let me see. Fuck.
Yeah, we cursed.
Okay.
But no, I'm just, but, yeah, go bro, ahead. Like, let me tell you something. I had Antonio Zepeda, uh-huh. right? Antonio,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be sparring him.
Okay. Antonio just fought over there.
Christopher Lovejoy.
Against Chris Lovejoy. Uh-huh. Two professionals that are here travel halfway across the world for a fight that has done absolutely zero to their career.
Crazy.
We didn't check the follows before and after, though. And they went and fought in front of X amount of people that had never seen him before.
Bro.
On a Floyd Mayweather undercard.
So, which is vital because you don't know who's watching.
Kind of makes sense.
But come on.
Some sense anyway.
Look, Floyd's the GOAT. Floyd give me an opportunity. I'm taking my opportunity.
Yeah.
How many people, how many boxers right. can say
so how many,
Floyd Mayweather put them on his undercard?
So how many exhibitions are you willing to take on a Floyd Mayweather undercard?
One.
If each time Floyd is the main event, if each time he guaranteed to be the main event, how many exhibitions you willing to take on his undercards?
Can we ask another question? Are you getting a bag for this?
Of course.
Okay, go ahead. Answer. I just wanted to know.
We on the fights, we getting paid. So, I mean, if they paying.
Yeah, they paying every time. And every time it's going to be Floyd Mayweather. But every time it's going to be an exhibition. So it won't count for your boxing career.
Mm, can't do too many of those.
Can't do too many, but we could do enough. I mean, like I said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So
no,
I'm out there.
I agree with you.
It opens doors.
I agree with you. And I'm gonna tell you. Tomorrow we got Jahan Ingram.
Oh, that's my.
Right. So Jahan. Right. Jahan obviously was all over the internet recently. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So my man's had never heard of Jahan. Uh-huh. Not him. So my other guy ain't never heard of him.
Yeah.
So he look him up and he like, oh, cool. He fought on Floyd undercard, and I'm like, yeah, bro, but. It didn't count because it was an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, let me tell you, it was sad because it was like you fought a fight that didn't count. And it wasn't the greatest performance, champion. It was like, I know you better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you fighting some, like the guy did not want to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
So now because of that and because it don't count for real, the guy don't want to fight you. Now you looking bad.
It make sense, man.
You get what I'm saying?
You're making hella sense
like,
right now,
like,
man.
For me, it's just like, bro, you getting started. Like, fight a real fight. And and it was like, bro, I've seen Jahan in the gym. I know that he's better than what he looked against that Japanese kid. I know that for a fact.
So you say you think he was holding back?
No, the kid didn't want to fight.
Oh, so he just couldn't get engaged
with
him.
But the kid, it's not a real fight.
Right.
But to the public, a fight's a fight.
That's why I say you got to handle the biz.
So now,
exactly what he's speaking of is what I don't want. And so it's just as much pressure, you know what I'm saying, to make that shit look incredible rather than make it look like an exhibition.
I just feel like in training, the mentality going to be, oh, it's an exhibition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I look at it. It's a sparring match in front of the world under Floyd Mayweather's undercard, and I'm getting paid for it.
Okay. I mean, that's what you got to do mentally to make it make sense.
That means you're going to handle the business. If you get paid for it, you got to get the job done.
I mean,
because now it's more pressure, right?
Because if the rules say don't knock him out, then knock him out.
No,
but if it's no rules, then
okay, cool. But
beat their ass.
If it's sparring, that means it's headgear, right? That means it's heavier gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, realistically, how many guys truly get knocked out in sparring? Like, let's be for real. Like, I'm in gyms every day.
Mm-hmm. So have you knocked out a lot of people in sparring?
Oh my God, I lost count years ago.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. If you knock your motherfuckers out in sparring, you probably shouldn't be sparring them.
Facts. That's true.
I'm going to be a thousand. Bro, because I'm in the top camps in the fucking world. And Wilder wasn't knocking everybody out in sparring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knocking everybody out in sparring, you probably shouldn't be sparring them.
Well, I've knocked out more people during my amateur career of sparring than I have within my pro.
So that was going to come up for you getting put into.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you knew you were a pro.
Yeah.
Because you're
ready to get in
above
there,
level.
Yo, so I seen you sparring Caleb Plant. Who else? What other top guys have you got some work in with?
Ooh,
You said Andrew Tabidi. That's another top guy.
Andrew Tabidi fought. I've sparred Andrew Tabidi probably more than I've sparred anybody in my career.
Because that's who you said you started with.
Yeah. So Andrew Tabidi, I've been in there with Andrew Tabidi, Badu Jack's camp.
For what camp?
I actually really don't remember, actually. It was about 2 years ago.
Give us some recent names. I seen Caleb posted you recently, so who?
Caleb Plant. I got to say, Caleb Plant is probably the biggest name I've been in there with so far. But I've been in there with a bunch of other guys, like, let's say the Fernando Vargas. We spar all the
Junior?
Yeah, it's Fernando Vargas Jr.
He hit you up to spar, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he hit me up a couple times. Mm-hmm. It's all love, though. Cool guy, yeah. You know. He reached out to me one time. He was like, bro, we got to show up because they think the Vegas guy's weak. So I'm like, ain't no way they think we weak. I said, we going to show them. Every time we go, we show out. Look, I didn't spar Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Los Angeles. I mean, California, some places in California, anywhere. Man, I didn't stop people all over the United States, not even including the other countries I didn't stop people at. So that's why I was telling him. I was like, how do you think we saw? But he was like, man, we gotta hold our throne. They think we weak in Vegas, so we gotta show up. We gotta show up and show out no matter what we do. So I was like, you're right about that.
I think Vegas not weak, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know who think that shit. Yeah, everybody come to Vegas for the work.
But it's changing though, because before I actually moved here, I didn't realize how much work it was here. Then I moved here and it's like, all right, it's a lot of people here.
Oh, it's a lot of talent.
Yeah. Like every day.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
and the names constantly change as well. It's not just the same people.
Yo, so I gotta ask because hold on, we can't move forward. I gotta ask on Caleb because it was for this upcoming fight, big fight, pay per view fight. Mm-hmm. How was the work?
Oh my gosh! So the original plan was we were supposed to go four rounds, and it was supposed to be me and another guy, so he get eight rounds a day, right? So come to find out, after the first day we sparred, everybody got fired. So now I'm the only sparring partner for the camp. And first day we went around like 8, then it'll go, some days we'll go 10. So it was just a whole bunch of work. You know, I don't want to get too much into that. Caleb Plant has always showed love to me. Caleb Plant was looking for me for 6 months when I was fighting in Ghana. And I was getting a bunch of text messages and people reaching out to me to get back to Caleb Plant because he was looking for my sparring. But, man, it was great work. Two champions in the ring together, you know, and it was all love. And I thank Caleb for the opportunity and showing so much love to me. I say that.
So you still in the camp?
No, I'm not in the camp right now, no.
Okay,
I had to, you know, focus on Candyman for a little bit.
Okay, so how you see his big fight with David Benavidez play out?
Mm. Yeah, 2 weeks?
Yeah, like 2-3 weeks out, I think.
Man, well, let's say this. David is a phenomenal fighter. Caleb is a phenomenal fighter. I say if whoever show up to fight should take it home. That's all I got to say about it. Whoever show up to fight should take it home. If you come to win, you come to win. If you want it, you go get it.
So it's you think it's pretty much a 50-50 fight. It's just who the better man on that night.
Yeah. Who the better man on the night, you know? If we get the best version of Caleb or if we get the best version of Benavidez, whoever their best self for the night. Yeah.
So based off what you felt in the ring, could Caleb get the stoppage? Because I'm going to tell you, look, for his last camp, you know, I saw some sparring. And then we had Kyron Davis. And Kyron was like, yo, don't be surprised if he gets a stoppage against the rail.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't what I saw in the sparring that I saw. I'm like, bro, Caleb going to outbox him beautifully. It was going to go decision, but, you know, it's going to be a nice performance, probably like a 10-2, 9-3 type of performance.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he landed that double left hook,
yeah.
Yo, that was nasty. And I was surprised, champ. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I was surprised. I lost money. I bet Caleb decision. I bet Caleb decision.
Well, boxing, you never know what can happen.
No, so most of the time you're able to tell, and you know.
Mm-hmm. But
you've been in there with him. That's what I'm saying. How you feeling that power? Can he get the stoppage?
I mean, let's say we're not talking about anybody here. We're talking about a world-class boxer.
Right.
So if y'all think he don't got no power, come on, let's wake up. You know, Caleb got pop. You know what I mean? and everybody sleep just because, when, like you said, it goes back to say when you were sparring. I've been seeing a lot of people, a lot of great fighters, and I don't see people get knocked out all the time. Well, that's because you're in there with a bunch of good people. And Caleb is in that stage of his career where everybody he's fighting is very good. But, no, Caleb got popped for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've been in there with a bunch of hard punches. He's, you know, he show up, you know. But, I mean, you know, we here to talk about the Candyman, so let's get to it.
What you got in your pocket, bro? I see something sticking out your pocket over
there. Oh, man, you know, I stay strapped up. You know, if you know, I don't want to show no labels or nothing, but
yeah,
I stay strapped up. I'm the Candyman for real. This is not a game.
Damn. This I mean, I hear you. I like. I don't
you
like
want
to
some
show.
Of them, Danny?
Nah, I get it. I don't like to show too many labels, but bro, you an athlete. You know that's how they get paid, right?
Yeah. Well, first they gotta pay me first.
Go ask the biggest man to ever eat that candy right there if he got paid.
Marshawn Lynch.
What? Bro, he ain't getting paid for. To eat him on the field. He ate him on the field, and then they took care of him.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's do this. I'm doing my first Skittles commercial.
Don't make a mess.
Nah, what you got to do, champ, you got to bring him in the ring. You know, this is the show. People could bring
yeah.
He was, bro, he had him on the field.
He knows.
And let me tell you, truth be told, before the last fight, Tank made a call, go get some Skittles, mm-hmm. and they brought him some Skittles before the fight.
I definitely eat candy. Shit.
It's Skittles.
For breakfast, it was my, this is my breakfast, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
Candy, man.
Yesterday was Lifesavers.
So no concerns on making weight then?
No. I know what I have to do. I know what it takes to show up the way I need to be.
How many days a week you work out? On the average?
Well, I only work out on days that end in a Y.
So every day?
Yes, sir.
What you doing on Sundays?
If I'm not training my body, I'm training my mind. Or I do like little, I may go run.
How you train your mind? What do you read a book?
I watch film. I watch videos of my favorite fighters. Yeah.
You told me you got what, G-Man?
Oh, my God.
Julian Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you okay. I don't know the rest.
Yeah.
Julian Jackson, Tommy Hitman Hearns, Hector Macho Camacho, Floyd Money Mayweather. Mm.
Gerald McClellan.
And Gerald McClellan, the best, my favorite for last.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I try to
gotta watch footage. Those are guys you would wanna watch. Hector Camacho for the personality and character.
Do you feel that you take something out of each of them, or because different styles? But obviously, that you know, there could be little things that you add to your personal tool bag. So, what are you looking at when you're looking at some of those guys?
Man, well, I just look at their demeanor, like how they behave in the ring and things that they do. Like for instance, I like to move around the ring. That's Hector Camacho. He bounces all night. I fell in love with how he moved around the ring, bouncing in and out, boom, 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 move, boom, 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 boom. G-Man. His combination, he consistently threw the same combination and stopped multiple people with it. Julian Jackson, knockout power in any hand.
I feel like he got a brick in his hand. I shook his hand one time. I swear to God, it was something. I mean, he might have had some surgery.
Oh, my God.
Something was in his
Yo,
hand.
Was
like,
you
his
there?
Hand was too hard.
Was you there when we had him on the show?
Yeah.
Bro, that's probably one of my favorite interviews.
Yeah.
Look, check
bro,
this out.
That's probably one of my favorite. Have you ever met him?
Check this out. I'm finna get to that. Okay. Check this out. So there was the card where Haseem Rockman Jr. fought, right?
Yeah.
At the Hard Rock.
Yeah, so it was the same week. Same week we had him on the show. Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Early.
Gerald McCullen.
Spring last year.
Uh huh. Gerald McCullen Jr., my favorite fighter, is trained by my other favorite fighter,
mm-hmm.
Julian Jackson. I meet them at the same time.
Mm.
So come to Lisa McCullen, who takes care of G Man, is putting me in her documentary. She reached out to me, put me in her documentary that she has for fighters after boxing. So I'm connected with the people I look up to in some way or form. It's crazy.
I mean, you're at the right place.
Yeah.
To live in all these different cities, go to all these different schools, at the end of the day, it seems like you in a place where things are lining for you. That means, in my opinion, you're in the right place, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If good things like
you. Yeah, that's true.
That happen to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious what made you want to go the boxing route?
That's a good question.
Let's say this: I started playing golf at the age of 3. You know, football, track, basketball, We did all those sports.
No, no, I want to know what happened with the golf, though.
No. Listen, I'm going to get to it. Okay, golf, financial. Golf costs money. You know what I mean? Growing up with my mom, we didn't have that money. We couldn't afford golf, traveling, the expensive, this and that. Okay, sports. What comes with sports? You got to make the team. You have to show up on practice. And then you compete with a bunch of guys. When you in my situation and you moving every other month, every 3 months, you got to
Ain't no structure.
You know what I mean? New school, new people, start over, prove yourself again. So always having to prove yourself growing up like that, mm-hmm. it molds me to be a specific way. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, I'm going to live my life through my athletic ability. So I'm like, what can I do? Boxing. Let's go to the boxing gym. You know what I mean? I tried it when I was young. I didn't compete or anything, but I was in the gym. You know what I mean? But I was like, I'll take it serious. You know, I put my mind to it and I could do anything I want to do. So I walked into the gym and with the mindset of this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
What current fighters do you look to these days?
Well, I've actually been in the ring with Shakur Stevenson a couple of times. When I was living in Houston, we were training together, and I was working with him a lot. Man, I love that guy. He's one of my top fighters right now. Shakur Stevenson, mm-hmm. Errol Spence. I met Errol Spence when I was 17. I was at a party I wasn't supposed to be at, and we was moving around at the pool party. We were just playing around, though. But I love Errol Spence. I like T-Bud. Oh, my God, my little brother, Carmel Moden. You know, we've been there, and we come up together. You know what I mean? So we watch each other, and we keep each other on point. You know what I mean? So we doing a lot of studying of each other to keep each other on point. So I got to say, him. So, you know, a lot of those current fighters, let's say Shakur Stevenson, Carmel Moden, T-Bud.
Spence.
I got to say, those are my top fighters I like to watch right now. I like to keep it to a minimum so I can really study and dissect them.
How long ago you sparred Shakur?
I think I was 17. So about 2.5 years ago, maybe 3.
Mm. Man, that's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
Shakur Stevens, come on now, man.
Yo, y'all did 4-minute rounds?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I know that's how he spars, 4-minute rounds.
That's what he does?
Yup, 4-minute, 30-second rest.
Damn.
Yeah, he in camp out here right now. Yo, that's pretty dope. Who would you say out of all the boxers you've been in the ring with, who would you say, whether y'all sparred or whether they was working with you, mm-hmm. who would you say you've learned the most from?
Well, I got to say, I was beginning my career. I was beginning the boxing. The real boxing. I got to say, Andrew. I mean, I'm in there with a world-class fighter, and I'm a novice guy. I got no fights. You know what I mean? So me getting in there with him, and getting punched on really hard and me fighting back. You know what I mean? That brought that beast out of me.
He's super fast, too.
Oh, super fast, really, and super strong. And it wasn't no holding back. It wasn't no holding back. We was in there for real. We was fighting. That's what moment to be with how strong I am today. I don't play no games when I get in that ring. You come to fight. They ain't give me no peaches and cherries when I got in the ring, so I'm going to give you peaches and cherries. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You feel me?
So you don't believe in working with somebody in the ring?
It depends on the occasion. Like, I was getting ready for a fight. You know, he told me, he said, we're going to get you ready for a fight. You representing this gym, that means you representing me. You know what I mean?
That's how it's supposed to be, I feel like.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, y'all dealing with the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was all out of love. And I'm thankful for how he did me. And not saying I was getting my ass whooped or nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, hey, I'm hard.
But he's obviously, at that point, was a better fighter because he was at the top of his division in the world.
Yeah, of course.
Yo, I do have to ask, since it's Andrew, what is your favorite thing about Andrew? Because I've seen him for years, so there's many things I like.
Overall, as a person, anything?
Yeah, I mean, whether it be in the ring or out of the ring. Because I'm sure, I mean, yo, people don't realize in this sport, your trainer ain't just a trainer. Similar to some other sports, but I feel like more in boxing than anything else, uh-huh. your trainer, he ain't just a trainer. He like a father figure. Your stablemates are like brothers.
Oh, man.
You know, in many occasions, that's how it is. So whether it be in the ring or out the ring.
So I got to say, my favorite thing about Andrew Tabidi, man, is the love, bro, outside the ring. Andrew is a very nice person, and he's big brothered me for as long as I can remember. I think he gave me my first new pair of boxing gloves. I think it was, if I'm correct, I think it was around our sixth time sparring. And he had got a bunch of new gear. And he seen me after we got done sparring. He was in the locker room, and I was like, yo, those are some nice gloves. He said, you want them? Take them. And so he gave me my first new pair of 16-ounce sparring gloves, and I used them the next day, and we sparred again. They had laces and stuff. I was so excited. I took them to school with me.
Mm. Yo, that's pretty crazy because you mentioned Carmel. We seen recently, probably a month ago or so, Carmel posted that picture that Rolly gave him, like a set of gloves and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And then like a week later.
You knocked somebody out with him?
Nah. I ain't gonna lie. He was fucking somebody up with him, man. It was a white pair. It was a white pair of gloves that he had on. It was all bloodied and shit.
It was Wienings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all bloodied and shit. And I'm just sitting there looking at the sparring, and I'm like, damn, it was like all nice a week ago. Now they all fucked up.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's for, though, right? Yeah. That's definitely what it's for. But champ, what you got cooking? Anything lined up? I know you said possible Floyd. Do you know when? Because it seems like he's doing exhibitions like every other month.
Yeah. So I mean, the next card, as far as I believe, before they went to London, he was talking to me, and he was saying, "Yeah, you on the next one? I'm getting your opponent." And we had went to the one in casinos to go watch a movie, and then we talked about it again. So we usually every time we see each other, we talk about it. Looking for you an opponent. We're gonna get you on the card. But hopefully I get an opponent, you know. I'm there. Hey, I'm going to show up and fight. This is what I do. You know what I mean? Put my face on television. Watch me show out. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to hit you with this one.
Let's hear it.
Floyd, y'all been talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said every time. So he tell you, yo, champ, I got two opportunities for you.
Mm-hmm.
You fight on my undercard.
Yes, sir.
Or.
On TBE undercard.
Or.
But it's an exhibition, right? But you said that's cool because of the... Or you fight on Tank Ryan undercard, but it's a real fight.
Ooh.
That's a good one. That's a good question, Danny.
And if you take Tank Ryan, you can never fight on a Floyd under... Because this is last one. Let's say he done. This is last exhibition ever. So Tank Ryan or a Floyd exhibition...
Is the pay the same for both?
Yeah, the pay the same for both.
Let's just say that, yeah. Oh, fuck it. Put me on a Tank card.
Yeah. Right. That's what I would do.
That's what we wanted to hear.
Okay. Yeah. Not me, honestly.
But I won't.
Had he took, bro, it's like, it's Floyd.
It's a win-win situation.
It's Floyd.
It's
like,
a win-win.
It is a win-win situation. But it's Floyd. Like, and me personally, mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie, now that he gave his answer, I wanted him to say Tank Ryan because that's the real fight in the sense that it would go on his record. But, bro, it's Floyd. I can't be mad at him for wanting... Bro, it's TBE.
If it's the last one, if this established and they promoted it as the last one ever, last time you see Floyd Mayweather live, then maybe you might want to go their route. But...
I mean, either
if
one.
If it's just promoted like the last one was promoted...
But then you
got to
put it in this perspective. You know, my body's my life. Say I go in there and I fight in an exhibition. You know, I fuck around and I hurt myself on accident. But then I fuck around and hurt myself. But at least I hurt myself and it went on my record. And I always talk in the winning scenario. Like, don't say I hurt myself and lost. No.
Right.
I hurt myself and won, but at least it go on my record. You know what I mean?
And not just that, but I'm going to tell you, because this is just the honest truth. You hurt yourself in the exhibition.
Uh-huh.
People going to be like, yo, what's going to happen in a real fight? Those mm-hmm. bigger gloves. You know what I'm saying? He had more protection. You know, people going to talk. So, I mean, big fights regardless. Floyd is Floyd. I don't think in my lifetime somebody gets to be as big as he was. Like, bro, he was, you know, Floyd, he makes shit stop.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve, Formula One, and Floyd Mayweather shut the strip down. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Floyd is another beast. But I got to ask, what are your thoughts on Tank Ryan? I'm sure you've seen Tank throughout your years in the gym. Just how do you see that fight play out, man?
Man, I got to stick with my boy Gervonta Davis, man.
By knockout or by decision?
Well, let's say this. Whoever show up to fight should take it home.
I mean, you said that for the last one. So by knockout
say that the last time.
Or by decision.
You calling this a 50-50 fight,
no,
too?
I mean, he just said
I'm not calling this a
50-50 fight.
This ain't no 50-50 fight. I got to say.
Speak your mind on this one right here.
Fuck
this,
it.
This is big.
Fuck it. I got Gervonta Davis by
Let's
knockout.
Go.
What round?
Easy.
What round?
I don't know what round is going to come, but it should come. Man, come on, bro. Let's be
early
serious.
Or late. Early or late.
Okay, depends. Like, if Ryan moving, we got to see how they fight.
Not Gervonta fight. He take his time in the beginning.
Yeah.
Bro, people say that,
he
though.
Download. That's the thing they always say about him. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take that into consideration.
I mean, but if you pull up his box rec, he get that knockout at any point in
any
the fight.
Point.
At any point.
Any point. Any
like,
round, yeah.
Barrios was the 11th. Gamboa was the 12th. But I know I've been to fights. When his homecoming title defense, that was like the second round. When he fought in LA, that was second round. Mm-hmm. Like that power is
there. What did he do, Rolly? He did Rolly in the
six. And Leo was like the six. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So it's like
he's unpredictable.
That power was, bro. That power
was
there.
Knockout, but
the power there all night.
That shit, bro. The fact that shit is there, you get what I'm saying?
At any given moment,
at any point.
The power's there.
It's open for business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He punching with a lot of rage, man. A lot of rage.
I got to say,
as a boxing fan, explosive.
Man, I just think Gervonta Davis, just everything he does is just immaculate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of, if I fought, that's how I wouldn't fight. Just be able to just, like, not worry about nothing, just download, you know, figure out my situation, get somebody to move the way I need them to move. You get what I'm saying? Set them up for my fight. You know, that's basically what I try to do.
Who do you guys think gives, I mean, obviously you got Ryan in front of him, but who do you think is the toughest test or the biggest test for Tank?
Ooh.
You mentioned you like Shakur. Can Tank?
Okay, but that's two different weight classes, though. Like,
I mean, is it?
I mean, eventually.
Shakur
at
35.
He's at 140.
This fight at 36.
36,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
his last fight was at 35.
Has Shakur had a fight at 35, though? He ain't had a fight yet.
This is first one. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this
so,
is first one.
Man, I would love to see that. I'm sitting back. I'm sitting back with my hands in my left.
Two southpaws.
Yeah.
Two southpaws.
Amazing fighters.
And Shakur is just getting into his strength now. You know?
Phenomenal fighters, yeah.
Yeah, boy, that'd be nice because Shakur don't get hit. Shakur reminds me of my little nephew.
So Shakur,
they got the same face structure. So I'm just, I just like just looking at him.
Shakur, is it anybody else? Under 140.
Bud will get him.
Under 140. Bud 47.
He's 47 now. Yeah, that's true.
We got the Devin Haney and stuff like that. I mean, you know, we all done heard the names been thrown around. You know, the same fights everybody else been saying.
No, I sometimes from a fighter's perspective, y'all may see things differently. You get what I'm saying? Or maybe you saw something in the Shakur sparring that you like, nah, Shakur for sure, Tank for sure. You know, that's why I just asked. You know, I just asked because, everybody sees things differently. Mm-hmm. I don't see Tank losing to Ryan, right? Mm-hmm. My personal opinion. But there's world champions that tell me, like, bro, you tripping. Ryan a live dog.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he's not up there for no reason.
No, Ryan's a beast.
I mean? He not up there for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I always felt like Ryan looked like a version of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does Ryan get the opportunity right now if he don't have the social media following?
The lightning speed, man. He knocked out Olympians and things of that nature.
I think he does if he didn't have that social presence. I think his speed speaks for itself. You know, everyone says it. He got the fastest hands in the game. So I think that alone probably would have. And being tied in with, Golden Boys.
He's so fast. You know? The last time he fought, people said they couldn't even see the punch. Oh, wow. You got to watch it on, like, quarter speed to see
crazy.
The punch.
No, I hear you, bro. I'm just saying, like, a Harley and a tricycle ain't going to match up that well. But now you got a Harley.
So you calling Javier Fortuna a tricycle?
I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just saying, brother. Fortuna was a featherweight, super featherweight at his best, that fought him at 140 pounds because he's so undisciplined he couldn't make weight, champ.
But he had just fought JoJo. He did not win.
And he looked like shit. Why didn't he fight the winner?
You know I don't know saying? Nothing. I don't know.
You
nothing.
Know what I mean?
I just ain't gonna call him a tricycle though.
Yeah.
But he, you know what I mean? So you saying Ryan is levels above a Fortuna?
At that point in time, look, I'm just saying we ain't seen him against a former world champion ever.
No.
Luke Campbell didn't have a belt?
Never.
No, he didn't.
That's all you know I got. Saying? I ain't got nobody else.
So there's questions. Like this weekend's fight, Tony Harrison and Tim Zhu. It's like, yo. Bro, they sleeping on Tony.
Yeah. I mean, is Ryan not a better opponent than Isaac Cruz? Isaac Cruz, had he fought, he might have fought a champion. I don't know, because the only person I've seen him fight was Diego Magdalene. Diego.
Fought Gamboa, champ. Mm-hmm. You know how many straps?
No, I'm talking about before he fought Tank Davis.
Yeah, that was a last-minute replacement. Yeah. I feel like that got a little pass, though.
But that was
lie.
One of the – that was a great fight.
Yeah, that was a great fight.
And it went decision. Tank couldn't knock him out.
Right, but now you got four – you got –
somebody
Pitbull,
10 times more popular. 50
I'm saying
times
you got
more
Pitbull,
100 times
you
more
got
popular.
Pitbull now, since that fight, he's beat a bigger name than any name on Ryan's resume.
And I can't debate that, but I'm just saying as far as deserving the opportunity.
Yeah, but it was a last minute, bro. They announced this shit last year. They told us like November, like, yo, this happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn.
I think
do we know why? Why Ryan had those specific fights, you know what I mean? Where people are, was he not trying to get other fights? Because,
I mean,
man,
you know,
we've been deadly since day one, since I ever saw him.
I think Ryan has had his star power in his own way. You know, like he's been able to draw and, you know, he'll do decent numbers.
Mm-hmm.
His ticket prices ain't Tank's ticket prices, but he still bring them out. He definitely attract his own people. So it's like.
He brought that pretty boy you thing to it.
Yeah,
you know
for
what I mean?
Sure, for sure, for sure.
He so, stand tall. You feel me? Like that's
who
a
you
want to
see Tank fight
style.
Other than Devin Haney and Shakur?
No, I'm not mad at this. I love this fight. I love this fight.
Oh, he's debating against it.
No,
though.
I'm not debating against it. I'm just saying we can't say like with Tank. It's like we know Tank fast. We know Tank strong because he didn't fight guys that
right.
And he
got skills. So you ain't seen Ryan prove himself enough, but you still like to fight.
Ryan has been fast and strong against who he then fought. But, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I tell people, like, nah, I think Tank got it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And people like, nah, you tripping. Just because he ain't fought nobody, mm-hmm. he's still a live dog. So, you know, a fight
is. Let that pretty boy fool you, because that's what I tell people.
Yeah, no, and,
I know how Ryan feels.
And that's why I was asking John, because, you know, a fighter's perspective is just different. That's all.
Me personally, I think fucking Tank gonna knock him out, bro. That's what I do. And. I'm knockout my
really
shit.
You sound like you weak over there about it as well. You start like laughing at yourself after you said he gonna knock him out.
Like I mean,
it's just fun watching Javante do what he does, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you just know he got that power.
No,
bro.
Listen to this. I'm a knockout artist.
Yeah,
I've been knocking people out since I was 15 years old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So when I see two different things, I kind of expect the knockout. And I like seeing people get they shit knocked out.
See, but, you know
what I
mean? But
I like setting expectations like that for
I'm
myself.
I'm excited to see a knockout.
But see, that's kind of like the Ryan situation, right? It's like people, you know, I'm a big believer in the eye test, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I seen Earl.
Wait, what's the eye test?
The eye test is you're not proven, but I believe what my eyes tell me, even though you're not proven.
Okay.
So Earl Spence, he fought.
Like got it. He looked like he got what it takes.
He looked like
he
ain't
shown it in the big fight yet.
Ryan definitely got that.
See, and that's what I was going to say. I don't see that. See, when I saw Earl fight Phil LaGreco, a last-minute replacement from Canada, on the Brona and Sean Porter co-main event, that was 2015, I felt then, I said, Errol Spence going to be the best welterweight in the world. From watching him fight a guy that wasn't on his level.
Yeah.
But what I saw him do in the ring, I'm like, he one of them ones. He's going to be one of those guys.
He a Harley in there with a tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, but I felt.
So he passed the eye test, though, Dan.
But see, to me, Ryan ain't passed the eye test.
Yeah. Because,
Emmanuel so Togo, a tricycle.
That, right.
You know why I give Ryan the eye test?
They weren't just credible enough. The opponents weren't credible.
To me.
I can't debate that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Because Togo ain't showed me nothing for real either.
It's like for you.
Nor has Fortuna.
You said you was like. Four amateur fights, four pro fights.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got your opportunity.
Exactly.
Bo might have been like, nah, I believe in my eyes, he the one.
Yeah.
But on paper, it's like, it's kind of the Ryan situation. You just not proven.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people like yourself and other people that believe in Ryan. And maybe, I just ain't seen enough Ryan. Maybe the people that have seen enough Ryan feel that way for a reason. So,
okay, let's say
you know,
this.
I just relate to him. And, for sure. You know, I give him that love, you know?
For sure.
Let's say this, right? If Ryan don't get knocked out before the fifth round, it'll probably go to distance.
So you're predicting most likely an early knockout by Tank Davis.
If you're not going to knock him out early, it'll go to distance. Because then by that time, they know what to do.
That's crazy.
Damn. You know what I mean?
They made the necessary adjustments to survive in the fight.
This is why I asked. Bro, he's the first person that didn't say that. Most people feel like Ryan, or the people that feel that Ryan has a chance, they think Ryan has a chance early. And Tank can knock him out late. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I like to ask for a different opinion, bro, because to me, this is the biggest fight in the sport.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger than 100. Earl and Bud.
Yeah. 100.
My opinion, I think it's bigger than that.
When's the fight? April
22nd? Not a better fight than Earl and Bud.
A bigger fight. So, not more competitive. No. But more entertaining.
Yeah,
true.
Well, the
I don't even know.
In the entertainment
I just think that it is going to reach more people. Mm-hmm. I think I said it, and we know now it's not going to be at the Raiders Stadium.
It's just unknown. That's why.
Yeah, but we said, like, it's at T-Mobile Arena. But I was like, Tank and Ryan is the only fight in the sport right now that can be at Raiders Stadium. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect spot. They got a nightclub in the stadium. You could get bottle service. They got sections in the stadium.
For real?
Bro, what?
What? Man, we got to get up in there somehow.
Actually, shout out to Wynn Nightlife. It's actually Through the Wynn.
Yep.
So, bro. I thought
Through the Wynn.
I thought that Tank and Ryan, bro, they still are, but they're going to bring out a different.
Yeah.
Audience. Let me tell you, there's going to be. I'm willing to bet there's going to be at least 5 million in BBLs and plastic surgery. There's going to be at least 5 million in that in the building.
I agree.
There's going to be another 10 to 12 million in jewelry, I feel like.
Yeah. Minimum.
Yeah. Minimum.
It's one person might show up and he's going to have that on himself.
What about impressions? What do you think impressions?
Well, most likely going to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's only a handful of people that could show up with that much worth in jewelry. Right. Like, it ain't too many people that can.
I was literally thinking of Floyd.
maybe Lil Uzi. Like, there's very few people that got 10, 12
but
million in jewelry.
This might bring someone out like a Lil Uzi. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I mean,
oddly enough,
Uzi walked out Tank during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not forget.
That's your little babies.
You know, it's going to bring out everybody, bro. It's going to bring out everybody. I was just at Tank's fight in D.C. I went to Tank's fight at the Barclays. Like, I've seen him fight all over. It don't matter where he fight. I can't say the same for Ryan. I've only seen him fight in Vegas and New York on undercards. Mm-hmm. But Tank, he's guaranteed to bring him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tank going to bring him out. Yeah,
guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think nobody brings out bigger names
than Tank.
Maybe Canelo.
Canelo. Bro, I would love to fight Canelo one day though. You know what I mean? For all the accomplishments that he did, it'll be an honor for me to be in there with somebody who been there. Shit, he fought Floyd. You know what I mean? And he fought the last 2 years, bro, he been dominating.
I was just watching Canelo versus Austin Trout. And it made me even more upset that the Tank Ryan fight not in the stadium. The Canelo Austin Trout was in the stadium, bro. It was so many people. It was so loud. It's nothing like when people fight in the MGM Grand and T-Mobile Arenas and stuff. It just seemed like an amazing experience to be at that fight in the freaking stadium, bro. They got to do that.
I think it just sounded
like it was. Yeah. I didn't even check the actual box rec to see where it was, but it sounded way different than anything we watch on a regular basis.
It was at
here
the Alamo Dome, but you got to think about it too. Trout was off the biggest win of his career. Like
Cotto.
He had just beat Cotto. I honestly think it was just too expensive, bro. It's Vegas. It's Vegas. No, I'm serious. I think the stadium here was too expensive.
I agree.
Like, it's Vegas. I put it simple logic. The Rock got the XFL, that new football league. Bro, they got ABC, ESPN, everybody behind them.
Yeah.
Every team is playing in a real stadium except Vegas because they said that it was too expensive for them to play there. So I'm like, well, if every other city could afford a real stadium but not Vegas, it's probably just too expensive, bro. Like, The Rock, ABC, and ESPN is big. Don't get me wrong. Tank and Ryan is big in itself, but, bro, The Rock.
Yeah.
So that brings ABC. That brings the question, will we ever have a fight big enough to be in that stadium?
Yo, we got to see. If this one turns out to be some huge shit.
Right.
Maybe
Which
we
I
see
think
Tank,
it will.
Maybe we see Tank do the next one at Allegiant.
I would love to, bro. That's what I want to be fighting at one day. Hope, look, if they do that, that puts me in a position for my career.
Opens doors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what this year is doing.
You know what I mean?
This year is doing that, yeah.
So think about it. If Tank start doing it right now, right, 10, 15 years from now, it's been done. It could be done. We don't know the future. So how many times are they going to fight there? And, you know, when I'm up in the ranks and I'm one of the names in boxing that everybody looking at, fuck, put me in there. You know what I mean? It's been done. People probably done it multiple times.
Floyd exhibition at the Allegiant Stadium.
I think they could do that.
Or Tank and Ryan at T-Mobile Arena. Same pay.
Tank.
Yeah, there you go. Yo,
the thing is, it's like
Floyd couldn't pack it out with an exhibition. Unless they make some cheap ass tickets.
Unless they put them both on the same card. Oh, we overflowing.
But just that energy with Tank and Ryan is just going to be different.
Yeah. Yo, the thing is, though, like,
gonna be real.
I can feel it right now just talking about
tense.
It. I'm excited.
Like, bro, Tank knocks Ryan out. He puts himself on a level where it's like, bro, it's hard to be that person. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's the old Mike Tyson.
Yep.
It's hard to be that. Like, bro, I don't know that we see another guy like a Floyd. You know what I'm saying?
We got it. Mm-hmm. I got to say, though, we got a lot of
We will. It always happens. Sugar Ray Robinson was that guy. Ali was that guy. Tyson was that guy. But it's rare. They generational. Mm-hmm.
Every decade or so, right? Yeah. Even longer.
I ain't going to even say generational talent. I'm saying generational beings. And all in all, just the person, the swag, the personality.
Their essence.
The size, the skill. Everything, the performance,
but
in the ring,
you got to realize though, like Floyd,
the money,
he evolutionized the game.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like those guys had their mark,
right?
But bro, Floyd changed the game forever.
People say that about Ali too, though. I don't know, but I'm just saying people say he
Floyd changed the game. Nobody want to take an L.
Yeah,
nobody want no goose eggs.
He definitely,
bro. But the thing is, that's because motherfuckers only, you know it.
Everybody went to goose egg.
People doing what benefit them, right? They ain't looking at Floyd's whole career. They just looking at the part they want to look at.
Exactly.
They ain't looking at all them motherfucking killers. You know what I'm saying? 24 world champions in fucking 50 fights.
Yeah, that's
true. 48% of your fucking fights you fought a world champion.
That's true.
So who
Almost
doing
impossible.
That? Canelo ain't got 24. Julio Cesar Chavez ain't got 24. So who doing that?
I got to say,
most fighters don't even fight 50 fights, win, lose, or draw. Like they don't even fight that many fights. Yep. Period.
I got to say this though. When I remember one time I was with Floyd, and then we were watching his watching some of his tapes. He don't never talk about the fights he did later in his career. He always bring up the ones at the beginning of his career. Them the ones we actually watch and study. Yeah, I remember we was at Skate Rock City. We went skating one day, and we was in the room, and he had us watching his video, some on YouTube. I don't remember what it was, but it was about his career. And he kept going on and on and on about the fights of the beginning of his career. He always talked about the young version of himself. What I used to do this, I was doing this. This is what I was doing. You know what I mean? That's what got me to who I am today. So about the foundation and the beginning of his career is what he always brings up.
So before he turned into Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
Pretty boy.
Yeah.
You know
that pretty boy shit make you snap, bro. I swear to God. People be like, try me, dog, and I'll be like, ooh, I promise you, bro. It's something about that. That's why I feel with Ryan. You feel me? Cause he got that pretty boy thing about him, bro.
And that's what makes the fight good. That is relatable. The fight should be relatable, as far as the personalities outside of the ring. Mm-hmm. That make it better. Bring in more audience, things like that. And that's what social media and stuff like that and the followings bring to the sport. It's relevance and culture.
I'm going to be honest. I just feel like it's harder these days because, like you know, people choose to, Floyd and the money and this and that. But, bro, they just not him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want this amount of money. Well, if you was worth that, you'd probably be getting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we just had, like, Ryan's last fight, for example. That did a little bit over $1 million at the gate, Staples Center.
That's it?
Little over $1 million. You know when the first time somebody did $1 million was? Over 100 years ago. Today, that would be $16 million. Who doing a $16 million gate these days?
Mm-hmm.
Last person to do anything there was Floyd. So it's like, when I say these are once-in-a-lifetime people, Mike wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, these are once-in-a-lifetime.
Yeah, I see what you're talking
because
about.
It's like, it's so hard to do it for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to see, man. We're going to see. I'm excited for Tank Ryan.
Was the $16 million gate? Who was that against?
That was Jack Dempsey.
I'm talking about for Floyd.
I just closed out the page.
Because I just wanted to know you know what I'm saying? That's very good information.
His shit was more than, you know what I'm saying? Like,
understood.
Like, Mike was doing those 16s. Like, okay. Mike, but if you pull up the top gates, that's why Mike is at the bottom, because it's like Floyd was doing more than 20. Mm-hmm. Like, Mayweather Pacquiao did $72 million gate.
Damn, what was the
Mayweather McGregor?
That was probably
McGregor,
number one.
What was the
That wasn't number one.
That wasn't number one?
No, that didn't even sell out.
So Pacquiao was number one?
Pacquiao was number one.
Yeah,
really?
That was my question.
Bro, Mayweather McGregor didn't even sell out.
Damn. I remember that fight because, you know, I was...
But it has some of the most pay-per-views ever
I remember
sold.
No, yeah, but...
Sold pay-per-views?
No, still was second to Mayweather Pacquiao. You could double Mayweather McGregor and it still won't surpass Mayweather Pacquiao.
Damn.
But that's still big. Even though it didn't sell out, it sold the second most pay-per-view.
It did 2.2. Mayweather Pacquiao did 4.8. At $100. Mayweather McGregor, I think that one was $100 too, actually, if I'm not mistaken. But Mayweather Pacquiao was the first fight to only ever be $100. And as a matter of fact, they only had two fights on the undercard. It was a three-fight pay-per-view.
Oh, mm-hmm. No way.
Lomachenko had like four pro fights, mm-hmm. fought a guy ain't none of us ever heard of, and then Leo Santa Cruz fought a guy ain't none of us ever heard of. And then it was Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Bro, like that was something that, we ain't never seen that. I'ma die, you gonna die, you gonna die. My kid's gonna die. We ain't never seen that shit.
Bro, how you gonna point at me and say my kid's gonna die?
I pointed at you when I said.
Hello, man. Nah, I'm just messing.
Because I ain't say your kids. I said my kids.
My kids ain't
even born yet.
I'm messing with you,
bro. Mayweather Pacquiao was different, yo.
Yeah.
People was paying $100 to $250 for the weigh-in, and tickets to the weigh-in was like a $10 donation or some shit. And people was resale $150 to $250 to watch people take their clothes off and
step on a scale.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, people was there for Mayweather McGregor. Those tickets was only $1.
Mm. Big difference.
I was reselling those for $50 to $60. You know, true hustler. But yeah, tickets for that was only $1. It wasn't the same as Mayweather Pacquiao, bro.
Yeah,
it was a bit different.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You know, I've been getting asked questions all night. You know, I'm feeling some type of way. In a good way, though. I feel like... So what are some things you like about the Candyman?
I like I seen Floyd in his last fight do the same stuff offensively that you do. How you be... You know what I'm saying? Because I go off styles. Styles is what I look at.
Facts.
Bro, that's how you be moving your head. You be over here, but you can, know what I'm saying? You don't be where the people don't see the. I feel like you can knock people out very well because people can't see your punches coming because you don't be where it look like you at.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw a punch from anywhere. So that, along with the fact that you seem like you love what you do and like you having fun doing it, it's like a game. It's like a fucking joke to you.
Bro.
And I don't even be cussing, but this shit like a joke to you.
Bro, the fucking
and you're having
globe
fun
is my
doing
playground.
It.
The globe is my playground.
So it's like
that's a good assessment, though. Let
nah, he
that
like
yeah,
it's a bunch of intangible stuff that, like, I believe that you're gonna be pretty good.
Thank you.
Like, I just gotta keep on seeing what I'm seeing. Like, you're gonna be. It's gonna be hard to not get beat by you. I ain't gonna say beat you. It's gonna be hard for somebody to not get beat.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, a lot of world champions that I've been in there with, I don't bring up every name. You know what I mean? I've been there with a lot of people. I can't even remember. You know, I'm focused on mine. I'm focused. me focusing on myself is what got me in the first place. I don't remember everything, but I've been in there with a bunch of people. You know what I mean? But a lot of people say good things about me. You know? Yeah. Right now, you had something to say?
Nah.
No, you said you wanted to finish something that he was saying.
No, I liked what he was saying, his assessment about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just want him to keep going.
What are some things you like about Candy?
He was just naming them all. It's that swivel.
That swivel.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That swivel is what got me.
My boy be doing it. It's some different stuff. I seen Floyd doing it as well, and I wanted to watch the actual fight, but in the snippets that I seen of that fight, he was literally doing the same stuff I see you do.
Yeah.
Offensively.
Well, come on.
The way you turn your punch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're
yeah,
you're,
when the next time you spar, because they, you know, I ain't seen you spar. I ain't ever seen you fight.
You can pull up tape.
Don't. I'm not saying he next Floyd Mayweather. I'm saying I've seen the
different.
Same.
He's
like
a big boy.
Same. I've seen some of the same
fuck
moves.
Tape. I want to see you. When's the next time you spar? What you spar? Monday, Wednesday, Friday? You spar Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday?
Let's all go in.
I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And I want you to know. Because you said Kofi gone right now, right?
Yeah, so I've been kind of, shit, for...
You rocking with Otis right now, right?
No. Oh, Boza okay. Edwards.
My boy trying to set it up.
No, I was going to say, because I want you to know, I already have the green light from Otis. I'm allowed to record sparring from Otis.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know when you sparring. I'm fucking with you. I don't record, but... only time I record if I'm told to record, but... And if you tell me to record, it's because you think you like that, but... Yeah, I just want to come see you spar.
Nah, for sure. Come on, man. I love to have you come in and watch me. Shit, I fucking, you know, when I get the environment going, shit, this is what I live for. All
right.
You know what I mean? I put my whole life goes into this game. You know what I mean? So I'm honored.
Let's go.
Wait. Look, do you see a bunch of fighters going in there fucking letting people throw punches at him? No headgear, mouthpiece, a whole bunch of fighters. Fuck, I go to DLX and I let the whole gym strap up
but
and go punch
this
at me.
Danny, though. This is Ringwalk Danny. Ringwalk Danny
is champ,
in there with...
Nah,
hold on. Let me finish. Uh-huh. You in there with the elites pretty much every day. So it don't be a lot of average people or just good people and stuff like that.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, champ.
You be in there with high level, so you're looking for something different, in my opinion.
If I see you doing
sure
that,
right
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to think you being irresponsible, champ.
Yeah.
I'm going to think you in the ring.
In there with
I'm
going to
be honest
elite.
With you. If I see you doing that, I'm going to be like, you don't need to be in there with him.
Ringwald, he think on a real professional level, and he wanted to be right against
competition.
It ain't even that.
So you
can see what you're looking for. No, listen, we don't fight with the headgear on.
You only watch professionals, though. Like, you watch professionals, which is what we should be watching because he's professional.
Yeah, but
like that.
I'm saying I just look at it from a different perspective, right? Because it's
professional.
Like, yeah.
Well, wait. Give me. Don't
so
get me
that's
wrong,
why you
though.
Say irresponsible.
I'm not putting myself in no major danger, though. I'm not putting myself in no super danger, but let's just say, shit, I learned it from Floyd.
No. I hear you. Bro, that's what I'm saying. Look, I just need to come in the gym.
It's hard to fight like Floyd, though.
You tell me when to come. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come watch you get some work.
Okay, let's say this, right? The people, I was trained by Kofi Jontua, right? Kofi Jontua was trained by Roger. Who trained Floyd Mayweather? Roger.
So y'all do some of the same. It's going to be similarities regardless.
You know what I mean?
It's the same.
I'm not saying I fight like Floyd. Hell, I'm not saying I got nothing like Floyd. But I'm just saying my foundation comes from this background. You know what I mean? And fuck, Kofi and Floyd, when Floyd opened the Mayweather Boxing Club up, they were together. They left Top Rank together and opened the gym up. You know what I mean? Because Oscar De La Hoya had all the glory over there and they got pissed. And Kofi and Floyd was like, fuck this shit, we leaving.
Mm.
Just like that. That's what I hear. That's what I was told. You know what I mean? I probably wouldn't even... born. I don't even know how long ago that was, but that's what I was told.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I want to say before they opened their shit up, I'm pretty sure 50 had his shit out here. Mm. 50 had a dope ass gym out here. And Floyd used to train. You know, they was boys back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, back before they wasn't boys. But look, man, definitely enjoyed having you. Let the fans know where to keep up with you. Give them your social media for both of you guys. And,
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Yeah, likewise, man.
Look, this is, I'm honored. This was my first sit-down interview. I got my boys here. You've been looking at me. You've been looking out for me. So when I do become world champion, hopefully everything goes in my favor.
Man, you just do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Hey, you know.
No, I'm talking about for yourself. Do what you're supposed to do for John Easter and John Easter's family.
You're right. But check this out, though. I feel like doing best for myself is going, staying with the people who looked out for me. You the first person to give me an opportunity. You know what I mean? So you feel, you grandfathered in. Bro, thank you.
He said you.
You're not nervous. You in here eating candy. You chilling. You got on some short ass shorts, some damn Crocs, and
he
a Mayweather jacket.
Got an actor next to him chilling
with
you know
your
mean?
Name.
Oh my God, we got a superstar. Come on.
And you are a professional. You doing what it takes. So and you heading to one of the best gyms. So obviously you should be get the opportunity. Like yeah. It's apparent, yeah. Evident, obvious for an interview.
Yeah. So well, I mean, it's all love though, man. Look, like I said, man, the world is my playground, but I take my job serious. You know what I mean? My life goes like this: run, train, eat candy when I can, unless I'm getting ready for a fight or something like that. You know what I mean? But live life, man. I only get one chance. I don't get a go back. You know, I got one life. So
what's your social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at TheJohnEaster. The whatever you want. And, you know, tap in with me. You know, I show love.
And my man.
Love. And you can check me out at Ray Diaz.
They probably already following you, man. You ain't even got to say nothing.
You know what I mean?
Love how many followers hate? You got?
Bro, I got on IG, I got 2.5. You know, but love or hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got nothing but love for people out here. You know what I mean? People really don't know me. I don't even think people know I even enjoy boxing.
Yeah. Oh, we need to, bro, we need to get him in the ring. Oh, my you know gosh. I mean? This
nah,
hey,
we seen
he really
Floyd,
hard, though.
We seen Floyd in there with, what's the dude's name?
Jarvis.
Yeah, we seen how that go already.
Yeah.
We seen how that go.
I try to keep it, you know, I'm an actor, so I got to make sure I look good for a role just in case yeah. Michael B. want to hit me up or something. You know, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yo, I still ain't went to go see Creed.
I seen it, bro.
How was it?
Yo, shut up.
He said pressure. Everything we've been hearing, they've been saying not so good.
Some of the shit in the boxing movies be pissing me off because he'd be like, I wish it was that easy. Mm. I ain't gonna say nothing because you ain't seen it yet.
He probably gonna
I was
say
just
same
gonna
thing
talking said. About the money he made. You feel me?
Yeah, I heard it was a box office success.
Yes, yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind being part of that, you know.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know that it's a proven fact. Excuse me. I don't know that it's a proven fact, but I feel like this is the Creed / Rocky with the most actual boxing people in it.
Yeah.
Bro, I probably know like a
real
dozen.
Boxing. Canelo was in it.
I probably know like a dozen people that was
yeah,
in
it.
Yeah,
it was a... Why are you, you know what I'm saying? See, I ain't seen it, bro. I didn't know that.
Who was all Canelo in it? Posted a picture of...
But I hadn't even seen him on Instagram, and I seen Bud, but I didn't see Canelo.
Yeah, Canelo I saw Bud, too.
Is Canelo in it in the ring, or is he in it just dressed up
nah,
on
that? Nah, that I don't want to know. All so right, can right. We please shut the fuck up? Bo, give your social
okay.
Media.
Bo Mason _LV on IG.
Bring Bo Danny, the boxing voice. Catch us on the next
yes,
one.
Sir.
Ray, you gave yours, right?
Yes,
Ray
sir.
Diaz.
Shout
Ray
out
Diaz.
Midfield Mindset.
Yeah, Midfield Mindset.
One more thing. I was in a fucking Creed, what is it, pilot.
Yeah, so he did a Creed pilot as a boxer.
Mm. As a main character.
Never acting in his life.
Which Creed?
It was a pilot.
I don't even know what that is.
That means
it's like a tester.
A test, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a tester. So usually they'll do like, for new TV shows.
It's like a rough draft.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Or like a...
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Let me tell
they're
you
trying
something.
To sell it.
Yeah.
I got you. You're right, correct.
Pitch it. They're pitching it.
When last thing and then we done. When Canelo fought, I think it was Danny Jacobs at the MGM.
Ooh.
We got it hooked up, so we had rooms at the MGM the whole week, right? So I'm like, I live here, but of course this is where I'm working at. Might as well be here for the week, mm-hmm. Bro. I found they have a studio. They have like a studio by the. It's actually by the arena in the MGM, and I would go twice a day. For it was like 45 minutes to an hour to watch pilots, and they paid me $100 an episode. Oh, bro, wow. I made $1,000 that week.
Let me get that job.
On the side.
Right.
And did you enjoy it?
Bro, I didn't give a fuck. I was watching TV and getting paid to watch TV. Mm-hmm. And you got to think about it. It's a pilot, so they really trying.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be like, you know, really good or really bad, right. But it's going to
yeah.
be something.
Yeah, it's always going to have some type of cliffhanger, I bet that.
Yeah, you know so I mean? It's always going to be, you know what I'm saying, the people really trying. It's like watching college sports in a yeah. way, kind of. Mm-hmm. But Ringwalk Danny.
Bo Mason _LV.
Ray Diaz. The.
John Easter.
The John Easter. Check out Midfield Mindset. Catch us on the next one. The Boxing Voice, we out.
Yes, sir.
What up, YouTube family? Don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us get to that 1,000,000 subscribers. We're on the road to 1,000,000. And obviously, we have other great content on our Patreon channel. So since this video is over, head on over to our Patreon and check out all the exclusive content or right here on our YouTube members.